This is The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Now, while Americans shot off 4th of July fireworks yesterday, North Korea had a display of its own, a nuclear missile test. And this was not the shorter-range missiles that Kim Jong-un has tested before. This is one that could hit Alaska, anyway. Could it hit Seattle? Let's learn more from research analyst Kent Boydston at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Kent.
Thanks for having me.
This is a ballistic missile, which means you aim it upward and then it comes down somewhere thanks to gravity, right?
Yeah, so it is an ICBM test, and this the intercontinental aspect of this ballistic missile is what is making more people upset right now compared to some of the other tests. And this is, of course, particularly in the United States, which is, of course, much farther away from North Korea than, say, Japan or South Korea. But yes, they are testing their ICBM capabilities, as they've said they are going to do. It appears that we should be not surprised, but they are continuing to carry this out.
And this is capable of reaching Alaska, I've heard, although it fell in the Sea of Japan. How do we know where it could go?
Yeah, so right now it looks like it has the capacity to go as far as somewhere in Alaska. Now, why the North Koreans would want to shoot an ICBM at the Aleutian Islands, they probably don't. That probably wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But the real concern here is that they're improving their capabilities. They're being able to shoot these ballistic missiles farther and farther. And, right now they're probably not too far away in terms of distance from getting one to reach Hawaii, which is a bit farther than Alaska as the islands stretch out.
That is
the concern, yeah.
Not to be parochial here, but what about the capability of hitting Seattle?
Yeah, so it does not appear that they have that capability yet, but we can be quite certain that the North Koreans are working on getting capabilities that can strike further and further in to the U.S. homeland. And this is something that the North Koreans have wanted to do, and it's something that they say they're working on, and we should believe that aspect, that they are certainly trying. So one of the other, for the U.S., it's a psychological threat almost to be able to for the North Koreans to be able to strike the main part of the United States or one of the United States the continental United States, but actually in South Korea and Japan, they've been under threat from North Korean missiles for much longer. You don't need an ICBM to hit South Korea or Japan. And, it's kind of an interesting dynamic with our allies in South Korea and Japan, because we are bound legally bound to defend them, and we have troops in both of those countries, South Korea and Japan. So if they were attacked, we would have to get involved, and we would surely be involved. But when it's capabilities to strike the U.S. mainland, somehow that's a more of a psychological threat, even that the North Koreans could have a missile that could actually strike somewhere like San Francisco or Seattle.
Well, Kent, as you said, you don't know why Kim Jong-un would want to shoot at the Aleutian Islands.
Yeah.
I could say the same for Seattle or San Francisco or Seoul or Tokyo. I mean, what does Kim Jong-un want?
Right. So what Kim Jong-un wants here is a strong deterrent. So it is unlikely that Kim Jong-un, unless he was feeling just very suicidal, would start launching missiles all over at our allies or eventually on to at United States territory. But if Kim Jong-un knows that he can threaten the United States to the degree that we feel more handcuffed if there is some kind of crisis situation in North Korea, then it's going to mean that the U.S. has fewer strategic options. And I mean, you can look at the case of Libya when what happened with Gaddafi, where the United States was not on friendly terms with Gaddafi, but not in at the highest level of adversarial relations with Gaddafi, not that much before he fell, and the United States got involved when there was a crisis situation in Libya. And the North Koreans saw that. They saw that example, and they cite it. You know, the North Koreans will say, you know, the case of what happened to Libya, or what happened to Syria even more recently when Trump launched some missiles after the chemical attack. So, the North Koreans will say, you know what, we saw what the United States can do and what they're willing to do, and we're not going to let that happen. And if North Korea has a capability to strike the United States with a nuclear weapon, and I don't think they have it yet, but eventually, then it's really going to cause a lot more pause for the United States policymakers.
Yes, you point out that this is not... Kim Jong-un, as far as we know, cannot yet put a nuclear warhead on this intercontinental ballistic missile. What has President Trump's response been to this ICBM test so far that we know of?
Yeah, so far, President Trump has responded in a few different ways. One is he tweeted something shortly after saying something to the effect of, does this guy have nothing better to do with his time regarding Kim Jong-un? Mm-hmm. And then this morning, early this morning, he actually tweeted about China and North Korea trade, saying that China was increasing their trade with North Korea, and appearing skeptical that China was doing their best to curtail these North Korean aggressions on the sanctions front. So those were two things in the Twittersphere. Another action that happened was the U.S. and South Korea conducted some ballistic missile tests of their own. And these were directed at, these were often to the ocean. I mean, they were not directed at Pyongyang, but the intent of this message from this test was, we can do surgical strikes on Pyongyang, and if you guys try anything, we're more than ready to strike as well. So those are the actions that have been taken thus far.
Given President Trump's options, what do you think he's going to do?
Well, it's very hard to say what President Trump will do, but reading a little bit of the tea leaves, this is what I think might happen. So he tweeted this morning about China-North Korea trade and how China was increasing or had increased its trade with North Korea, and just being skeptical about China doing its share to clamp down on North Korea. And that came pretty shortly after the ICBM missile test. You know, I think those were related. What Trump can do is he can start to implement more of these so-called secondary sanctions on Chinese firms that deal with illicit North Korean activities. And actually last week, the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control listed more entities, and Chinese this time. And so President Trump and the U.S. government can say, you know what, China, we don't think that you have done as much as you could, and we've been hesitant to designate your firms before, but now we think it's gotten too far, and we're going to take measures into our own hands. And looking at what happened last week with the new sanctions designation and then what Trump has tweeted this morning, I think it's entirely possible, even likely, that the United States is going to have more sanctions against Chinese firms that are dealing with North Korea coming forward.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens next. Finally, Kent, if you lived in Seattle, would you lose a wink of sleep tonight?
Well, I think that still the deterrence holds, and North Korea doesn't have the capability to strike Seattle. So I wouldn't lose sleep tonight if I were in Seattle. That being said, I don't want to downplay the risk of North Korea just developing its weapons and just how it can mess up the entire strategic balance.
Well, thanks for making us a little smarter about it, Kent. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Kent Boydston, research analyst at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C. And the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has just finished speaking at a U.N. meeting. She tweeted yesterday, "Spending my July 4th in meetings. Hashtag thanks, North Korea." Nikki Haley just wrapped up a talk at a U.N. meeting. She called the missile launch from North Korea, quote, "a clear and sharp military escalation," and said it calls for an escalated American response. We will bring you more on this story all day long here on KUOW.